Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Insanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732. What did you guys chase away the viewer and the viewers in the chat room? I'm okay with it. I think it's hilarious. Anyway, always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. I mean, seriously. You know, and one of you guys in the chat room, so right. I mean, if you look at what Jimmy Carter did, a lot of what Joey B's trying to deliver is the same thing Jimmy Carter did. And really just blew up the economy. And now we're seeing the same thing. Now, you know, here in California, how stupid all this is, but here in California, you've got Governor Newsom trying to get rid of everything. And it's so funny because he wants to get rid of fossil fuels. He wants to get rid of oil. He wants to make it all electric. Now, some of you know you can't get rid of oil, petroleum. There's too many petroleum products made, right? And there's many petroleum products that are made to accommodate the electricity, the solar panels and such. So I think it's hilarious. The other thing is that he wants to shut down the nuclear power plant. Been trying to do that for a while. And then you get the eco-freaks going out of their minds with the water dams and the electricity produced by that. So they don't know what they want. They want it all from the renewable energy. That's what they want. But they don't realize how much of that stuff is made by petroleum. You never hear them talk about it anyway. So now, before the country was going to do it, right? I mean, declaring, these Democrats are declaring a war basically on appliances. Well, a federal appeals court rejected a petition Tuesday to rehear a case related to a natural gas ban. It was proposed by the city of Berkeley, California. Those are the Birkenstock wearers, right? Those are the peace, love, and dope kind of thing. They were the ones that wouldn't allow the fire trucks with the American flag on the trucks after 9/11. Might offend somebody. So I guess the American tax dollars, the grants they got from the federal government to have to do with American tax dollars to get those fire trucks, to get the equipment they needed, none of that mattered. None of it. Well, the U.S. Court of Appeals to the Ninth Circuit ultimately denied Berkeley's petition for the rehearing. That motion was received support from the Biden administration, Democrat-led states, and environmentalists after it failed to receive a majority support from the court's non-recused active judges. Now, Berkeley filed a motion last year after the court in April said that Berkeley's law banning natural gas pipes in new constructions violated a federal statute. Now, following the panel's filing on Tuesday, Air Conditioning, Heating, and Refrigeration Institute, which had argued Berkeley's law was illegal, applauded the court's ruling. You know, if nothing else, you put the pipes in case everything changes, and you're already set and ready to go instead of having to rip everything apart to get to it. And then you get all these companies that have been making natural gas products and will continue to do so. These guys do a lot of knee-jerk stuff. You don't need it. In July 2019, Berkeley City Council passed that ban. It was set to go into effect in January 2020. They've been fighting it ever since. And they were the first city in the country to pull that off. Now, Berkeley Councilwoman Kate Harrison, she authored the bill. She said at the time it was part of the city's effort to take a more drastic action on climate change. You know, I realize everybody says a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. Even if I believed in climate change, do you understand that the whole planet made the changes that have been proposed over the last few years? In 25, 30, 40, 50 years, you would get virtually no change based on what we already have. Anyhow. Now, the Ninth Circuit Court, they concluded that Berkeley's law violated the Federal Energy Policy and Conservation Act. That goes all the way back to 1975. It prevents local regulators or regulation from impacting the energy use of natural gas appliances. Boy, they must have paid big for that back then. But really, seriously. Let's see if the DOJ tries to sue on this. I mean, really, they sue on everything else. Everything that quote-unquote Biden wants, which I don't believe, it's all him. Right? They give to him. All right. Now, the administration is eyeing more deportation flights to Venezuela. I mean, again, they started looking at the numbers. They were like, oh, holy crap. We're coming up on 1 million people in 3 months. So it's looking to increase the number of deportation flights carrying illegal immigrants to Venezuela. It's unclear when a deal can be made. What's the deal? Put parachutes on them, for God's sakes, at this point. In a call with reporters on Tuesday, I mean, this is really simple, Joey. Shut down the border. You won't have to be flying them back. They'll walk back. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt, and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s, and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Back, Joe Massive, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do mean that sincerely. Whether you're in the chat room at joemassina.com, texting, tweeting, or just sending me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. I really do appreciate the time that you are spending with us. You know, and again, you look at the Biden administration, we were talking about deportations. They're giving Texas a hard time, and yet they're flying flights into the inner part of the country. Now, for some reason, they want to send the Venezuelans back to Venezuela. I don't know what it is. Maybe they're not paying enough money to get in. I don't know. Now, officials on Tuesday said that Mexico would be taking enhanced enforcement operations to decongest the border region. It's allowed ports of entry to reopen on Thursday at locations Eagle Pass, Texas, San Ysidro. Very, 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 very dangerous crossing. I've been down there myself. With the people running around and things going on, you know, I'm surprised more people don't get hurt, more people don't die. Right? Just craziness. 855-REAL-JOE, if you have something to say about it. Now, any drop in encounters come after December. But too late. Right, December alone, there were over 302,000 encounters. Over 302. The two previous months, September, October, November, right, coming into December. You got almost a million people that we know of. Notice I said that we know of crossed over. Right? Now the Dems got a problem. Joey B's got a problem. Because the Democrat mayors are screaming they need help, they need money, they need help. And you've got liberal mayors. I mean, they're going up basically knocking on Biden's door going, now, I need help now. We can't afford to feed these people. We can't afford to put them up. There's a lot we can't afford to do. And now a coalition of liberal mayors, they're going after the federal government again. They want to declare a federal emergency over the ongoing migrant crisis. New York City Mayor Eric Anderson, Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson, Denver Mayor Mike Johnson. I mean, federal government knows exactly what's going on. Temperatures are dropping in New York, Chicago, Denver. Where are they going to put these people? They didn't have enough homeless shelters before. Where do you think they're going to put the people now? Probably throw some more vets out like they've done in the past. Right? Just crazy. Totally just crazy. Anyway. Meanwhile, Johnson said that migrants getting court dates are receiving them as late as 2027. They can't work to that point, so they can't get work authorization. They can't do that. They shouldn't be here. No, come on, think about it. We cannot support to afford, we can't afford to support them. Right? We're looking at about $160 million potential costs going on next year's budget. Right, that's 10% of the entire budget. That was according to the Denver mayor. They've collectively asked for $5 billion in help from the federal government. The White House has requested $1.4 billion for help for those communities. So they need X, and the White House said, well, maybe we'll give you a Y. We'll see. But now you've got New York and Chicago slashing money for budget money for schools and such to take care of the illegals. Why is that fair? Why is that fair on those who pay taxes? Why is that fair at all? You know, seriously. Good American people that are paying their taxes, that are going to work every day, that don't want any trouble, send their kids to school the way you want them to. Right? And yet, who's going to reap the rewards? People who don't pay taxes. People who've been here for a while. Anyway, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Federal judge has ruled that former Kentucky County Clerk Kim Davis must pay over $260,000. This is just them being jerks, making examples. Right, and attorney fees and expenses following her court case related to her refusal to issue a marriage license to a same-sex couple. Remember, she was a Democrat, but she stood on her religious principles. Right? Davis was briefly jailed in 2015 for her refusal. She was subsequently taken to court. Courts have also ruled that she must pay $100,000 in damages to the two men she refused to work with. Yeah, this is going to go. Davis's attorneys, of course, they're going to appeal it. She spent 5 days in jail for ignoring court orders to issue licenses to same-sex couples. She argued that she was acting under God's authority and was freed after a judge ordered her deputies to issue the licenses without her approval. I think she was. Was she elected? I'd have to look that one up. Right? Davis had run for re-election to county clerk in 2018, but she lost to a Democrat. She is a Democrat. She argued that she would be able to certify same-sex marriages due to the change in Kentucky law, dropping the requirement for licenses to contain the clerk's signature. Davis was defeated in 2018 election by Democrat Elwood Cotiff, Jr., 54-46%. One of Cotiff's challengers in the Democrat primary for the post was Dave Ermold, to whom Davis refused to give the license to, so then he ran against her. That's funny. Right? After losing, Ermold accused Cotiff of being an anti-gay bigot. Of course, when they don't get what they want, I don't care whether you're gay, not gay, what your sexual orientation, whenever you lose a battle, the other side all of a sudden is whatever. Right? Homophobes, bigots. Just amazing. I mean, seriously. When they don't get what they want, the other side's wrong. Right? You see it? Come on. I'm not playing games with you. You see it? We don't play those games around here. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Always appreciate your time with me as well. I kind of touched on this earlier. With Proud Boys member Mark Brew. He was arrested by federal agents at gunpoint with his mom. We'll talk more about this when we come back.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. President Biden and First Lady Jill Biden delivering a New Year's message to the nation.
Well, my hope is that everybody has a healthy, happy, and safe New Year.
In a pre-recorded interview on ABC's Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest, President Biden expressed his optimism. Another American youngster has taken an adventure on the wrong flight, except this time it took him out of the country. 16-year-old Logan Loss was scheduled to board a Frontier Airlines flight from Florida to Ohio, but instead he says he got put on a plane to Puerto Rico. Frontier Airlines has apologized to the teen and his family for the mix-up. 2024 will be a leap year, giving folks another day to add to the calendar. Leap day gets added to the end of February every 4 years, mostly to keep our dates in sync with the natural seasons. While we count 365 days in every year, it actually takes the planet roughly 365 and a quarter days to travel around the sun. John Schaefer, USA News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. And, you know, we've already been through this conversation. You know how to do it. You get engaged, you get involved, you get informed. That simple. Okay? All right. You know, we keep hearing about how nobody's above the law and all this other fun stuff. And, you know, how they administer it, how they, you know, nail people with it. You know, and we've heard on January 6th, you've heard all these stories. A lot of them true. Yeah, some of them probably overblown. It always happens. Mark Anthony Brulo was seen on January 6th raising his phone to document the events as they unfolded that day at the U.S. Capitol. Now, Mark Brulo was found guilty earlier this month for attending a protest and the obstruction of an official proceeding only because he was in attendance at the protest. Now, the obstruction charge is a felony. The Biden DOJ also found him guilty of civil disorder for attending a protest and then five other misdemeanors. They pretty much charged everybody with the same things. But anyway. Now, federal agents pulled guns on Mark and his mom when he was arrested. He wasn't known to be armed and dangerous. D.C. Judge Boosberg found him guilty of all charges. He awaits sentencing. Mark Brew did not shut down an official congressional proceeding. Well, at least not by pulling a fire alarm. Do you remember the radical Democrat, Jamal Bowman? Now, Mark's crime was attending the protest. He did nothing. He took no action to shut it down. Now, before Joe Biden, conservative Americans had the right to protest their government. Now we don't. Joe and his DOJ is doing everything they can to shut us down. I'm going to just keep saying, what a bullet, right, that we dodged in, I love when I do this to myself, right? Come on, guys, who's the DOJ? Merrick Garland, right? I mean, when they wanted him as a Supreme Court person, can you imagine? I mean, seriously. Now, Mark has taken a stand, even in prison. He said, I'll stand alone to shout, I do not consent. My name is Mark Brew. I was born in to Jackie and Diane Brew. Jack A. and Diane Brew, whatever. My mother and father were on holiday visiting my mother's family, my grandparents in John Day, Oregon, when I was born. My mother went into labor at the John Day Hospital, and I was born just after 7 a.m. on October 14th. So I lived in Portland. My family frequently made our way east. You know, he just goes, he is an American. Right? He said, all my family wants to do is make a living. All we want to do is live the American dream. And it didn't matter how many food or supplies, whatever we needed, we did what we needed to do to survive. You know, he said he was raised in rural areas in Oregon. He said a private public schools. And he just said, you know what, I want to go out and work. So I got out of high school and got my GED and started working. I mean, really, seriously. That's all he wanted to do. He didn't stop any proceedings. Really. I mean, you watch this stuff and you say, okay, so here's a guy that really didn't do anything violent. Nothing. And Jamal goes in there purposely, then lies about it, gets caught in a lie because he's too stupid to know. Yeah, you heard me. Stupid. He's too stupid to know there were cameras there watching him, trained on that door. And he gets off. And the other one's waiting for a long-term jail sentence. And then this fellow from the Proud Boys, what happens? They go after him. They stop him and his mom at gunpoint. I mean, seriously. Real Joe. 855-732-556. All right. Did the J6 committee take precautions because they felt that maybe, just maybe, someday the information might get out there? So Liz Cheney's J6 committee, I mean, think about it. They deleted, destroyed all kinds of, I mean, we can't find a lot of it. The written and the video tape. But investigative journalist Julie Kelly, she joined Steve Bannon at that War Room show that he does to discuss the likely illegal actions taken by the politicized January 6th committee. She went on to say that she found out that the Select Committee destroyed several testimonies, including the testimony and video of a top Secret Service official. His name was Robert Engel from the Trump administration. When you go through it, she said Jack Smith's 45-page indictment against Donald Trump on four counts of January 6th is basically lifted right from the January 6th Select Committee report. So he did none of his own work. I mean, if you think about it, how quickly he brought this forward, and they had all this time. What he brought forward, none of it's his. Right? I mean, you can go through it. I think that, as she said, as I did, soon after the indictment was filed, compared to what we heard in the January 6th hearings, it's all there. Now, remember, after those hearings, they wanted to go after Trump, but they still had nothing. Absolutely nothing. And even up to now, Jack Smith hasn't done any of the heavy lifting. Right? You're working through some of the reports that they already did. He's not really working off of any real new evidence that he has. So if he's using old evidence and they couldn't pull anything together from that, what makes us think he's going to pull something together from the new evidence? Right? Mike Johnson, a Republican, well, they have their own January 6th story in Select Committee. What are they going to do with it, though? No, really, what are they going to do with it? Are they going to actually do something with it? It's crucial that these guys get together, turn around, and make sure that this stuff is pushed. Anyway. You know, the number one thing is to find out about the destruction of the evidence. Who ordered the destruction of the evidence? There's over 1,100 recorded depositions. 1,100. Right? And only 200 are even made available. So there's 800 or 900 that we haven't even seen yet. So where are they? Right? Bobby Engel was the head of the Secret Service, not just a security guy. Actually, he was the head of Donald Trump's security. And they've got all this on tape. And they're, you know, and they're petrified. Petrified of what could come out. Because you'd see what a farce this whole thing was. We knew it was a joke from day one. It was put together simply to try to nail Donald Trump, whether the evidence was there or not. They really didn't care. Right? 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I show you that we do live in a twilight zone. There's no question about it anymore. All right? I mean, think about it. A convicted ballot harvester, Gloria Torres, she's been appointed vice mayor of San Luis, Arizona. Now, she entered a guilty plea in June of 2023 of ballot abuse. Why would you want her in a position of authority? Right, the next one up from there is mayor. But apparently people don't care about law and order anymore. Now it's all about, you know, equity. Who's right? What's right? Small border city of San Juan Luis, Arizona, they're embroiled in another controversy. Because Gloria Torres, appointed to new vice mayor, was convicted of ballot abuse. Right? She was appointed a 4-3 vote. Well, how? During the regular city council meeting held on December 13th, Mayor Rydell and the city council appointed Gloria Torres as the new vice chair. Former vice mayor Luis Cabrera recommended the motion to appoint council member Gloria Torres as vice mayor. The motion was seconded, and it went through. Why? So I guess the bigger criminal you are, as opposed to being clean, gives you the option to be on. Wow. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. That's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What kind of help does the IRS have for identity theft victims?
If you suspect you're a victim of tax-related identity theft, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn how to prevent potential refund fraud and protect your tax account. At the IRS, combating tax-related identity theft is a top priority, and we are committed to prevention, detection, and assisting victims, and we're working with law enforcement to catch the criminals. For more info, go to irs.gov/identity theft to learn what the IRS is doing to help protect you.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to mamby-pamby land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
Welcome back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855. God bless. This is going to be so much fun. Really. 855-ROAD-JOE. 855-732-5563. All right. Let's have an EV segment. What do you think? How much fun they are. Seriously. All right. So, I don't even know what to do with some of this stuff. We'll forget that one. We'll start with this one. Okay. We now have states that have been pushing for EV buses and other equipment, finding now that they're failing in cold weather. But didn't we know this already? Didn't we know the batteries lost a boatload of efficiency in the cold weather? So several cities in Minnesota, including Duluth, and the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul, they're facing some challenges now when they transition their public transit system to zero-emission electric buses. Gee, I wonder why. Because apparently these buses have major difficulties in sub-zero temperatures, which you I was going to say we'd never see in those areas, but yeah. Significantly reduces the bus's ranges. The efficiency of lithium-ion batteries decreases in cold weather. Impact is the bus's ability to hold a charge and provide adequate warmth for passengers during the winter. Heck, why don't you pipe some heat down? Oh, because that would drain the batteries too. Yeah, got it. Other factors such as increased rolling resistance, less effective regenerative braking systems in cold temperatures also affect the bus's performance. Metro Transit spokesman, they said using garage chargers alone, electric buses can remain in service for 70 to 75 miles. 70 to 75 miles before needing to return to the garage for a charge. If they put on route chargers, electric buses were scheduled to be in service for up to 90 miles. 70 to 70 and the 90 miles by, you know, spending a couple hundred thousand for, okay, I can see how this is all adding up. This all looks good so far. The Lute spokesman, Dave Clark, said that they would fail. They would not perform. They would experience malfunctions, glitches, and they were problematic before they even showed up. Nobody wanted to listen to them. You know, the technical and meta-related issues have further hindered the transition, but the cities remain committed to their approach because they already spent the money. They already got the grants from the federal government. Right? Other cities need to be looking, similar to them, need to be looking and going, ooh, yeah. I mean, seriously. Just amazing to me. 855-REAL-CHOW, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. All right, more EV news, because I know how much you like it. A new EV deemed a total loss after a minor accident. Can anybody figure out why? You guys already know. Kyle Sue, faced a shocking situation when he discovered that the replacing his electric car battery pack would cost more than the original price of the vehicle. No. Unheard of. Can't be. After a minor accident, the damage to the undercarriage led to a quote of over $61,000 for the battery replacement, which is $6,000 more than he paid for the car brand new. Sue was left with two unfavorable options, paying for the repair or involving his insurance. Both incurred substantial costs. Right? Should be a wake-up call. You think your insurance is going to just take those kind of beatings? Because this is going to be more and more part of the story. The story is people are buying these cars not knowing what the actual cost of the most important component of the car is. Werner Antwiller, a professor at the Sauder School of Business, said the battery pack alone is often 30% more of the actual vehicle cost. So it's a very significant thing. And the incident serves as a warning of what potential EV buyers could be up against. No. The story emphasizes the high cost of the challenges associated with EV ownership. Well, if you hadn't thought of this before, right, not asking the questions, not thinking about it, not working it through. I mean, seriously, there's something, you're missing something. How about that? Can I do that? Is that good? Look, there are so many negatives, which totally outweigh what you perceive to be the positives when it comes to buying an electric vehicle. And all you eco-freaks, which is why you're buying these cars, you want to save the ecosystem, you have to check everything out from what it takes to mine them, what the waste is, what the energy waste is, what the water waste is. And then once you get them together, what happens when you have to dispose of those batteries? Really, think about it. Oh, and another California freakoid law. Throwing away your kitchen food scraps in the trash can now be breaking a California law in some cases. Starting in 2024, a new law could fine you for not recycling your food waste. However, the city of Sacramento is choosing education over enforcement. It doesn't want to be the garbage police. I don't know if I'm breaking the law, but I need a little bit more diligence in keeping it in the bin instead of putting it in the trash. Now, the city and state don't want you to put food scraps in the trash. In Sacramento, the waste should go to residents' green bin with leaves and yard trimmings. Now, that wouldn't be that tough if they made it easier to do. You have an apple core left over chips. Dump those chips in the organic waste. Throwing the bag away. It's not that hard, according to one city official. Now, they've been trying to do this in my area for a while. Okay, they gave us this little bucket that you fill with a bag, that you put a bag in it and then fill that bag. But the funny thing about the bucket is you might get 2 nights of scraps or 2 days of scraps in there. And you put those scraps in a plastic bag, and then you dump that plastic bag in the, in the waste bin. So we got, we'll take it out of the plastic? I don't know. 855-BRO-JOE, 855-732-5563. And now you've got a whole new bureaucracy created to oversee this. Right? No, really, seriously. So that the state people can watch over the city government to make sure the city government is doing what it's supposed to be doing. My God, what did we do before? How bad was it before? Right? Again, I say, it's just amazing. Leave us alone. Let us live our lives. California has gone well past the nanny state. It is now the parental state. It is going to tell you everything that you need to do and not need to do. And how to do it. Again, just nuts. All right, look, we've got a long road in front of us. You're going to have a lot of things coming at you. Right? You've got they are going to do everything that they can do to keep Trump off of ballots, to keep Trump out of the White House. I don't know how far they're going to go with it, but looking at what they've already done with American citizens, how they've treated people, look at, was it Palestine, Ohio, or Palestine, Pennsylvania? They still haven't helped those people. In Hawaii, they still haven't helped those people. I mean, seriously. Do they really care about us, or do they care about their power? When you look at how much fighting they're doing with Abbott in Texas, why? Here he is helping the federal government do something he's supposed to be doing that they're not. Why would they not want it to happen? Why would they push back on it? Yeah, asking for a friend. Don't you see how ridiculous this is, or can be, or might be? So be diligent. Make sure the people you're voting for are really on your side. I mean, look at the guy that everybody touted as the man, Dan Crenshaw, out of Texas. Is he really? He called Jesus a cartoon character. Right? Has made fun of Trump. The January 6ers he has no support for. We go through issue after issue after issue. What happened? He didn't change. He hid it. That's really it. That's all you can say about it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. That's how you win. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here. I was going to do a story about prepper meat, but it's disgusting. I mean, I would throw up just telling the story. All right, people, God bless. Have a great rest of the day. Don't do anything stupid. I want you back here with me tomorrow. And I got to tell you, you know what? I guarantee, I promise you, we will have a good time. God bless. Have a great rest of the day.